The company is investing hundreds of millions of dollars in CMC technology to make ceramic matrix composite components. This includes a research and development facility in New York, a new lab in Evendale, manufacturing facilities in Delaware and North Carolina, and in 2018, two new factories are scheduled to open in Huntsville, Alabama. CMCs are made with fibers that are 5 times thinner than human hair and strengthened with a proprietary coating. By 2020, use of CMCs is estimated to increase engine thrust by 25% and decrease fuel consumption by 10%. At the Evendale campus last month, plant manager Tim Myers highlighted the high-tech transformation.
The vision here is trying to make a campus that's collaborative, innovative, full of technology, that's testing our latest engines, that is developing our latest materials.
Engine fuselage material has changed since the Wright brothers' days from wooden fabric to aluminum to carbon composites. Now GE is replacing the material part by part with ceramic matrix composites. Chris Connor manages the new CMC Fastworks lab in Evendale, where engineers design and make components.
We're accelerating the rate in which we can now utilize this system. If you look at historically how long it takes to introduce a new material system into an engine, it's 10, 20 years. We're doing it in a matter of a couple of years.
The percentage of CMCs in GE jet engines is still very small because there are thousands of parts. But there will be 5 different CMC parts in the GE 9X engine, including parts in the compressor and high-pressure turbine. There is one CMC part in the LEAP engine. None were used before that. The CMC Fastworks lab is researching and developing other applications for CMCs.
But there are other applications where right now metals aren't performing as well as we had hoped.
Sure.
That we could use the CMCs to give us better temperature capability, longer life in the field.
GE owns the CMC technology and has a joint venture with the company where it buys its raw material in Japan. GE then processes the silicon carbide fiber to make tape. That tape is used to make the components at the Fastworks lab and in greater scale in Delaware and North Carolina. Beginning in 2018, an Alabama facility will mass produce silicon carbide to make the CMC components. GE engineers are able to test rotating parts made from CMCs inside a jet engine turbine. They can also test them individually in Evendale's new A20 cell, according to manager Phil Petroselli.
What we're about to walk through is really an impressive and unique test cell. It's one in the world with a pressure and temperature capable of getting to 1500 degrees F Fahrenheit and 1000 PSI at an airflow of 120 pounds a second for the sector.
He points to another building and explains how this extreme environment is achieved.
We get the air from 401, we bring it up through these pipes right that you see, and we're going to go right up here to these. So these are boost compressors. And what they do is they take that 600 PSI air and they boost it to 1000 PSI. So from there, we take that 1000 PSI and the temperature, after you compress it to 1000 PSI, the temperature is probably around 400 degrees exiting the compressor.
CMCs can operate in temperatures of 2500 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 500 degrees hotter than metallic advanced alloys. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.